Exodus 12:14 says, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." The Lord established certain days to serve as a memorial. The text I just read was the establishment of Passover as a memorial. The final Monday of the month of May each year in the United States of America is a national holiday established for the purpose of remembering those who died while serving our country. And each year I am asked questions about it, so I thought I'd answer a couple of them here. First of all, is it okay for Christians to observe Memorial Day? The question is yes, as long as the things we do on Memorial Day in and of themselves are not unbiblical. Memorial Day is not about necromancy. When you visit a cemetery or decorate a grave, it's something done out of respect for the deceased, but don't go to a grave and talk to the dead. They won't hear you. There's a dead body in that grave, nothing or no one else. The person's body buried there is not there in person. And the thing that might hear you talking to the dead could be a devil who will further deceive you by making you think that your departed loved one heard you and is responding. The Bible calls this a familiar spirit and condemns those who speak to such spirits. Under Mosaic law in Leviticus 20:27, it said, "A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them." And the New Testament forbids any form of occultism as well, obviously. Some say, but Memorial Day isn't taught or commanded in the Bible. Well, that's true. Memorial Day is not a direct commandment from Scripture, but it's based on biblical principles. Now, some of the super spiritual among us refuse to observe any day unless the Bible specifically and directly commands it. But we see the holiday called Purim established in Esther chapter 9, and it's observed by Jews from that day to the present, but God never established that as a holiday. Read the chapter. And yet nowhere did God denounce the holiday in the 500 years leading up to the time of Christ. It was never denounced by Jesus or the apostles themselves. And the same goes for the Festival of Lights, or Feast of Dedication, which is also called Hanukkah. This holiday was established a little more than 150 years before Jesus during those silent years. It was never commanded by God, and yet Jesus is seen going to the temple at the time of the Feast of Dedication, as mentioned in John 10:22, and he never denounced the holiday as he walked in the temple and then was confronted by Jewish leaders. If observing holidays not directly established by God was a sin, don't you think Jesus would have mentioned that? On the other hand, Memorial Day gives us the opportunity to obey the principle found in Romans 13:7. We read there, "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." Memorial Day is especially a time to remind folks that those who died went to be with the Lord if they were saved by the blood of Jesus, and to preach the gospel and call all men and women to be saved. I remember after September 11th, 2001, on several occasions, people talked as though everyone who died in those attacks went to heaven. I tried to tactfully remind folks that when and how you die doesn't matter. It's whether you die as a born-again child of God that matters, and nothing else does. A few people got downright angry at first, and a couple of unsaved people just walked away disgusted with me. Oh well, that's the truth. So we remember those who gave all in service to our country. That's what Memorial Day is all about. But we also remind folks that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And then we tell them about Jesus shedding his blood in death on the cross and rising bodily from the grave in victory, so that those who repent toward God with faith in that gospel for forgiveness of sin can be saved.